guys, welcome back to yet another episode of the Sweeper Podcast. Today, the host with you again, Arvin and Boss.
Since the start of Premier League, we had our expectations. We made a lot of predictions. I personally made some wrong predictions, some right predictions, but I have nothing to hold about it because I am an Everton fan when it comes to the Premier League and we are doing great. But there is another fan over here, my friend Boss, who has so much, we have so much to talk about his club, Chelsea, because at the start of the season, many fans expected them to win. Boss rightfully admitted, no, this is not the season for them to win. If they're third and close the gap, it will be good. I'd like to ask my friend Boss, after seeing the nauseating defense which they have performed, what do you have to say? The floor is yours. Take your time.
Oh, there's so much to talk about, you know. Firstly, this game is a must win. Like, we should win the game. We should kill it off, especially after leading 2-0. And I was, you know what, as a fan, yeah, I was watching the game and I was so happy to see Timo Werner finally getting off the mark in the Premier League. But again, he was let down by the team's mistake, by the defense mistake, and it's, you know, individual errors. And you know something? This season, Chelsea conceded 9 goals. And 7 out of 9 goals which were conceded are out of individual mistakes, like Kepa passing the ball to Mane, or Alonso heading the ball to the opponent, or, you know, Kurt Zuma passing it back. And, you know, all 7 goals out of 9, that is not acceptable for a top club. And Saturday's performance, as a fan, I would have to say I'm extremely frustrated. And, you know, Kepa, he didn't have a good game, but I would like to say that it's far from his worst. We have seen worse than that, but, you know, it seemed like he's a scapegoat. For example, the first goal, he couldn't do anything about it. Kai Havertz lost the ball midway through, and then Che Adams just gave a clean through ball to Danny Ings, who was in top form, not top form, who was in good form, scoring for Southampton. And what can you expect? One-on-one with Kepa, it's a goal, definitely. And I think that shook the Chelsea defense a bit. When we came back on in the second half, Southampton were confident, they were attacking, they were pressing. And it was hard for Chelsea to play their game, you know. And then it happened. Kurt Zuma with a terrible back pass to Kepa. And you know what? Do you know something funny, though? This situation will be accounted as Kepa's mistake. That's, you see what I mean? Like, you know, and it is accounted as Kepa's mistake, not Zuma's. It is considered Kepa's mistake. So how can you expect him to have a good season or even come back from, you know, regain his form if his defenders are letting him down like this? Christensen positioning was all over the place. And some would argue with me, but I think Kante had not a good game. I mean, he did win the ball back for us, but he was so sloppy with the ball. What is the point of winning the ball back if you're going to give it away anyway in your next action, right? That's why I was quite frustrated with Conte. It might come to a lot of surprise to everyone, but that's what I think. Zuma, Christensen, Kepa, Conte, and Jorginho. I mean, Jorginho had a good game with the ball, but the Chelsea's midfield in general didn't protect the defense. And I think from there on, downwards to Kepa, it was a mess, a total mess. But the good side of our last game was that Chelsea really attacked well. We were really fluid in front of goals, you know, like we were playing really well going forward. Ben Chilwell bombing the left flank, Christian Pulisic, Timo Werner, Kai Havertz. It was beautiful to watch, but, oh man, I have to say I'm so frustrated.
You done?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the floor is yours. Say everything you want to say before I begin.
I mean, I would like to hear something from you before I add on, you know.
Let's address all of your points first. Chelsea being a top club, having this defense. Chelsea can't be called a top club with a top defense right now. Agreed. But going and putting the blame on Kepa, rightfully so. Just because we have seen worse from him doesn't mean what he did was right. Of course, he should have done better. He should have. But I agree with you. The blame should be on Zuma. That was a bad pass at a bad time. It is a known fact that when a player is pressing both sides, you should not pass it back to the keeper, especially from an awkward mid-air pass. But yeah. That's Zuma's fault. But Kepa should have done better. But leaving Kepa out of this, just think about what you just said. Just listen to yourself. It was not a good performance, but we have seen worse from Kepa. That's more than enough reason to pin it on Kepa. Why are Chelsea not playing Mendy? Why is Chelsea not playing Mendy? I don't get it.
No, yeah, Mendy was injured from international duties. And Silva was tired. He was tired from traveling from Peru to back to England, and he needed rest. Otherwise, he won't be able to play against Sevilla in the Champions League. And it was understandable. And one thing I'll have to add on is that Christensen and Zuma should never be a centre-back pairing for Chelsea ever again. I don't want to see these two as our centre-backs again, because they do not complement each other in any way. They just don't help each other in any way. And we always concede at least two goals when these two play. So I do not want to see them together again. These two.
The next point we have to address, which you said, is yes, this Kurt Zuma and Christensen thing, which I totally agree with. But as I always say with Chelsea, why do they go with options which don't work? So their attack is fluid, but you saying that attack is fluid being a good thing, it was an expected thing. You predicted that attack to do well. In fact, I personally predicted the Chelsea defense to hold up a little better. When we go to it and you say personal mistakes, how much time when we call it personal mistakes and more than what it actually is, it's expected now. It's expected that Chelsea defense goals. Either it's motivation, but now what I don't think it's anymore about motivation. I think it's about quality in defense. Chelsea needs a better center back. Thiago Silva, as great as he is, I don't think he can be paired with any of those center backs. In fact, I think the best combination is Rudiger and Christensen. And I don't think Thiago Silva will do well with any of those centre-backs. Maybe one game, maybe two games. But from what I can see, Chelsea needs a better... But it's not the defensive system. I'm done blaming Frank for this. Yeah. This is just pure defensive quality,
yes,
which they do not have. And the confidence, lack of confidence. I think Chelsea's offensive line feels the burden so much because they know they're going to concede. They have to go and score goals. That is why by the time they get to second half, they're just mentally done. I feel bad for Chelsea as an organization based on this defense. They need to get better. And I'd like to ask you, how in God's name is Chelsea going to fix this defense? What would you do to fix this Chelsea defense?
I mean, see, Chelsea is like Liverpool 2-3 years back, where, you know, we all know that Liverpool have qualities going forward, but they lack... They were still, you know, not good defensively. I used to concede goals. If you remember, Liverpool were like Chelsea right now. And then they went to get Van Dijk, and he was actually the last piece of the puzzle for Liverpool. And when he came in, Liverpool were a world-class... Like, they became a complete team, you know? They became a complete team. And right now, Chelsea is in that building phase. That's why in our predictions, in our EPL predictions episode, I said Chelsea is not ready to win the title. Purely because of the defensive structure or whatsoever. I mean, every centre back that we have are mistakes prone, like even Silva. And I totally agree with you with everything you said about Thiago Silva. I think he coming in will improve Chelsea's defence, but I don't think he's capable of playing every single game, you know, week in, week out, because he's 36. And yeah, Chelsea definitely need a centre-back. But not just centre-back. We also need a defensive midfielder. Because if you remember what I said, the midfielders do not protect the defence well enough. We might see N'Golo Kante as a defensive midfielder, but actually he's like a second guy, you know? He's like the cover type. He needs someone to be that destroyer, and he is the one who covers. For example, in the season we won the league with Conte, he had Matic alongside him. Matic used to do all the defensive work, and Conte used to be the cover. Like, if someone got past Matic, Conte was there to, you know, do the blindsided tackle. Same with Leicester. When he was in Leicester, he had Danny drink water to do his job. And when he's paired up with Jorginho, who isn't that type of player, Jorginho is a deep-lying playmaker. And in his own right, he's a good player. But I don't think pairing these two, or even Kovacic in the midfield, will help, you know, bring Conte's best ability. So that's why I think Chelsea still need at least two players, which is one, a defensive midfielder, and our key target is Declan Rice. And if we get him, I think we'll be a better side. And second target is to find our Virgil van Dijk, which is, you know, I don't know where Chelsea will get him, whether it comes from the academy or comes from anywhere, but we need a Van Dijk to be, you know, a complete team and transition our team to become like Liverpool. So I think, yeah, these things.
Here's the thing. I think Chelsea doesn't need... Chelsea needs a centre-back, but if we remember clearly, when Rudiger and Christensen were in form and played for Chelsea, they had a really good defensive record compared to now, at least. Compared to now, any team has a good defensive record to Chelsea. But what I mean is, Rudiger and Christensen are too defensive. I envy that combo. You know why? I mean, if Rudiger didn't get injured, he would have still been a top defender, in my opinion. But and he still could be. I won't take it away from him just because he got injured. But whenever I used to see these both players play, I used to actually envy it because Christensen is so good with his passes and Rudiger is actually physical. They complemented each other so well.
Yeah.
I remember right before Barca played Chelsea, we used to talk so much about Chelsea's defense because they were good. Now, I can't blame it on Frank anymore because of the quality, but I do blame it on because of who he's playing. I blame it on the players who are playing, but I do blame it on Frank if he can't bring the best out of Rudiger and Christensen and play them both at the same time. Because those are actually two quality defenders who are growing up. So, and as for finding a Van Dijk, I think it's impossible. Maybe an option will be Kondogbia, but he's now older. An option could be Milan Skriniar, but I don't think he is that Van Dijk type. Van Dijk, finding a player like Van Dijk is so impossible because there is only one Van Dijk. I mean, imagine this. A player who was doing so well for Southampton in the Premier League already. How would you find a player like that for Chelsea? It's close to impossible. I do agree Chelsea might need a CDM because I don't think any of the current crop of midfielders can actually play CDM. Chelsea, I said it before, I'm saying it again, their transfers were all over the place because they got the left back they needed, they got a substitute keeper they needed, they got all the offensive player they needed, but they did not get the defensive player they actually need. Even so, in the modern day, a left back is supposed to be an offensive player more than a defensive player, in my opinion. They needed a defender to improve over last year, and all they got was Thiago Silva, who I still don't. Okay, take Thiago Silva's best qualities, and which other centre back in current Chelsea would you pair with him that they could be the front line? You know, two centre backs should be consistent. That means these two players are your main centre backs. And they should play every single game, day in, day out, till they get injured or till one is tired. I don't see that for Chelsea. Which two centre-backs will you play right now, currently, based on all form, based on all thoughts, based on their mistake? Which two centre-backs will you play right in front of Kepa, who could play week in, week out? Who are the two main centre-backs? I still don't know. I don't think... I think it should be Thiago Silva and someone, but I don't know who that someone could be. And okay, look, take all the best clubs in the world right now. We know who the two main centre backs are and who they're going to start. I don't know that with Chelsea. If Chelsea figures it out, that means they have fixed their defence. And I don't think it's going to happen this transfer. I don't think it's going to happen till the winter transfer window.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the winter transfer window, we might get Declan Rice. But you know something? Okay, first let me get to Van Dijk a little bit before I get to what I want to say. Van Dijk, you know why he was the perfect piece for Liverpool? You know, all the Liverpool players were actually shaky at the back. Like, Joe Gomez wasn't this confident. But when Van Dijk and even Matip, he wasn't this good. But when Van Dijk came, he complimented them and made them better. But why Van Dijk is so rare to find is because he's the complete package. He's strong in the air. He has the passing range, the passing ability. And he's physical. He is... experience, and he is a leader. Where can you find a defender at his prime age and has all these qualities? There is nowhere you can find a defender like this. That's why I don't know where Chelsea will...
If you find a defender like that, then that defender is already in an established club. You can find that in a Ramos. You can find that in a PK.
Yeah.
But these players, ain't going to leave.
Yeah, and these players are already at the, you know, past their prime. Like, Ramos is 33. PK is 33, right? 33, 34?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all old now. But Van Dijk, I think, is the only player of this, you know, quality to be in his prime age. In the world of football right now.
If I was Chelsea, and if I had to start winning ASAP, I'd give Kondogbia a 2-year contract. But I'll get more into that later. Yeah, because Kondogbia is just getting past his prime. He's still a great defender. No, sorry, not Kondogbia. What am I saying? Not Kondogbia. Napoli centre back. Koulibaly.
I was surprised. Kondogbia, no way.
What am I saying?
No, actually, yeah. Koulibaly seems hard. It's hard. It's a tough deal because...
It's costly.
You know who I want, though?
I would say...
You know who I'm thinking about? Okay, say your point. I'm thinking about this player... Okay, you finish.
My person would be Milan Skriniar. He would be the player who Chelsea should go for, because not just anything. He's not only a little bit smarter than most defenders I know out there, but he's also quick. He's not that physical, but you can pair him with any other center back of Chelsea right now and you could get away with it. That means that guy could be a starting center back for Chelsea right now.
How about Jose Jimenez? I'm not saying that he's the guy I want, but Jose Jimenez is someone Chelsea have been targeting. I haven't watched much of Atletico, but you being a Barca fan, watching a lot of La Liga, tell me a bit about him.
See, Jimenez is really good. I'll tell you, Jimenez is the perfect complementary piece. By himself, he might not be... Remember those days of Diego Godin and all that? When it was such a formidable defense, that was because he's a really complementary piece. I don't think Chelsea needs that. He's good at passing, but all this, we are seeing it under Diego Simeone. And Uruguay too, he's done pretty well, I would agree. But I don't know how he'll fare if he joins Chelsea. But I got to say something. Jimenez, if they get him, it's always going to be a plus. But it depends on the price tag. I would still go for Skriniar because Inter... I'm hearing rumors that they're not having the best financial situation right now. And if Skriniar's contract is coming to an end, they would want to load him off. And that makes this winter transfer window very important. And I'd like to talk about that in one segment. Why this coming winter transfer window is going to be very important for most clubs to stay afloat.
Yeah. Finally getting to the person, the player I want. Firstly, I'll say that this guy... is a player in his last year of the contract, and he doesn't look anywhere near to signing a new contract with his club. It seems like he wants a new challenge, much like Thiago. And this player is David Alaba. I mean, if Chelsea can pull this off, he could be the final piece, you know? Alaba?
I agree, actually.
Yeah, Alaba. I agree. He is experienced. He's a world-class player, good passing ability, quick, strong. What else do you need? Like, he's even versatile and also has that leadership.
Yes, exactly.
He is,
Alaba is perfect.
I mean, if we can pull it off, he is in his last Bayern Munich contract and he doesn't want to sign a new contract with Bayern as it seems. It seems like he wants... hello? Yeah. It seems like he wants a new experience and... I don't know if he wants to come to the Premier League like Thiago. And Chelsea needing a player of his caliber, I think Alaba could be the perfect signing. We could sign him in the January transfer window as well. You know, not as a free agent, like pay some money to buy and get him early. I mean, Alaba is my choice, but let's see what the club does. I think for Chelsea to finally fix the defense, Kepa has to be not playing. I support him, but... he needs a loan, man. Let's stick Mendy in goal. And, I mean, buy Alaba, buy Declan Rice. And I think Chelsea's defense will be a lot better.
Oh, an $80 million goalkeeper going on loan. Oof. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's life. That's life in football. And that will be it for this episode, guys. I mean, we're going to have another episode about the importance of the winter transfer window, so please look forward to it. For today, thank you and see you soon.